Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. As-salamu alaykum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 18th of Shawwal, and our topic is licking one's fingers after eating. My dear brothers and sisters, it was the habit of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to eat with his bare hands, the same way we do when we dip our bread in food in the Arab world today, for example. As a result, some food leaves traces on the fingers, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to lick his fingers after he finished eating and before washing or wiping his hand. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu an reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ طَعَامًا فَلَا يَمْسَحْ يَدَهُ حَتَّى يَلْعَقَهَا أَوْ يُلْعِقَهَا. When one of you eats, he must not wipe his hand until he licks it or gives it to someone else to lick. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, this means that the one who ate either licks his fingers or gives them to someone else to lick them, such as his wife, for example. Furthermore, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains that there is a blessing in one portion of the food, and that portion might be left on the fingers. As Jabir radiyallahu an reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِذَا فَرَغَ فَلْيَلْعَقْ أَصَابِعَهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِهِ تَكُونُ الْبَرَكَةِ. And when he finishes, meaning finishes eating, he should lick his fingers, for he does not know in what portion of his food the blessing lies. This hadith is found in Sahih Muslim and others. According to Jabir's narration found in Sunan al-Nisa'i, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed, in the last portion of the food, there is a blessing. This hadith is also found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and has been declared as Sahih by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimuhullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, in the above hadith, there is an indirect advice that a person should only put a little food on his plate so he can finish it easily and not waste a blessing at the end of it. Also, the same hadith encourages us to preserve and cherish even a small amount of food and always appreciate the bounty of Allah, the blessings of Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.